Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. So today's guests are Joe and Lorena Filgus. We're back to talk a little bit more about Cafe Nooner and Cafe Nooner 2. Well, let's talk about the name Cafe Nooner. It's one of those things that I have a little chuckle to myself when I think of the name of your business. What is the response to people when they hear the name Cafe Nooner?
Well, first of all, when we bought it, my first order of business was going to be to change it.
Uh-huh.
I was not going to have it at all. And again, there's this conversation that happens when you buy something that's working and you change a lot of things, it's probably not wise. So we had to wait. And once we decided that everybody liked it and everybody knew it, and we kind of decided, all right, we'll hold on to this for now.
Uh-huh.
It's no longer a for now. It's obviously going to stay. I believe it was named because the previous owners had a business in Grass Valley called the Afternoon Deli. And it was kind of, I think, a lot simpler to call it Cafe Nooner and to move all of the paper and all of that stuff in a direction that was, you didn't have to rename all the products. So I think that that was probably a lot of the impetus behind it.
Uh-huh. So the name Cafe Nooner, what does the younger generation think about it? It's kind of one of those older generation terms.
They don't get it unless you explain it to them.
Wow.
And then when you explain it to them, they think it's pretty cool.
Uh-huh. it's like retro hip or something.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, really? Does it really mean that? Oh, my. Yeah. And it's fun. A lot of our staff is of that generation where you have to kind of explain to them, uh-huh. Well, let's talk about that connotation so at least you know what these people are saying to
yeah.
you when they, you know, do that little wink and nod and nudge thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now let's talk about some of the products that you source locally. You do bring in some wines that are local wines.
Yes, we do.
We get a gorgeous Chardonnay and a beautiful Nostrano, which is a Super Tuscan from Winnett Vineyards up in Willow Creek. Sharon and Dave are awesome. They grow mm-hmm. organic grapes up there.
Uh-huh.
And their wines are really fantastic. We get some wines from Alpen Cellars up in Coffee Creek area.
Oh, okay. So up in the Trinity.
Up in North Trinity Lake, yeah. Uh-huh. We just started carrying some Bryceland. We just started carrying some Violet Green. We've got Fieldbrook in there. We've got some Hush from Mendocino.
That's great. How does that kind of come about? Do you just kind of open yourself up to local businesses or, you know, contact Humboldt Maid or something like that and say, well, what can we use for this to fill this niche? Or,
you know, they've been really fantastic about contacting us. And that was one of the changes we made in the restaurant early on was that we basically limited our on-tap beers to local Humboldt County beers and our wines to Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino. We have Eel River, Mad River, Six Rivers. Who am I missing? Redwood Curtain. And then we do have bottled beers in Old Town, but not mm-hmm. Henderson Center, that are regular run mm-hmm. because they've always had them and taking them away was not going to be an option. We keep moving those customers over. It's really kind of fun to watch people's faces when you say, well, if you want something on tap, this is what you're going to have. And a lot of times we'll just splash a little and say, hey, taste this and see what you think. And
yeah.
We win converts.
One of the big things, too, and Lorena kind of alluded to it, is we really wanted to make a statement on our menu everywhere we can about the local products that we use. And we felt it important that, and I think in some of my advertising, I even say this, we reserve our taps for only Humboldt County-made brews. And we changed the wine set that the previous owner had, which went quite a ways out of the area up in Oregon and such. And we brought that down to a local level because,
right.
gosh darn it, we've got some really great vintners around here. We want to support that.
Definitely.
And it's, again, it's about product quality. So we just want that out there.
You know, you go out to eat, you want a taste of the place. And the way to get that is to eat the food that's raised in this area as much as possible.
Exactly.
I mean, otherwise you may as well be eating anywhere USA.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about something that happened more recently, and that was Guy Fieri's visit to Humboldt County.
Yeah.
Now he's a local boy.
He is.
He grew up in Ferndale, and I thought that was so great that he finally decided to come back and check out the great restaurants here in Humboldt County. Now, how did you get selected for that?
It was a very interesting story. As an owner of a restaurant, you wear a lot of hats. And I was actually washing dishes in Old Town that day, and one of my servers came back in the middle of the lunch rush and said, "Hey, Joe, there's somebody on the phone that says they're from Diners, Drive-Ins or something, Food Network or something. Do you want to take the call?" And I'm going, and I already knew that guy was going to be in town because it was in the news for the Ferndale stuff. And so I said, "Okay, you know, I'll take a chance." I said, I'll take the phone call. And that led to about a 30 to 40 minute phone call with the research department for Citizen Pictures. It just kind of went from there. It's an interesting process how they select. She first of all asked me, "Do you know about the show?" And I said, "Of course, we know about the show. We watch it all the time. You know, guys from here, you know, so on and so forth." Started going through a little bit of a process. We're talking to a number of other restaurants. We're obviously doing here to do the Humboldt hometown shoot for Guy down in Ferndale, but we want to feature other Humboldt County restaurants. And, you know, would you be interested in us looking at you? There's no promises. And I, you know, waited a millisecond, said, "Yeah, sure." So then that just started the whole process of many phone calls. That following Monday, we sat down with Lorena and our kitchen manager, Chris, and they wanted us to go through from prep to plate, a complete description of our 10 to 12 most popular dishes. And then it took about another 2 weeks for us to get the word that we were actually selected. The funny part about it was that we were supposed to have about a month of lead time to prepare for the visit because it's a major television production. We had to be shut down for 2 days. A lot of prep work had to go into to being able to pull this thing off. And when we finally got the word that, hey, you know, congrats, you guys are going to be on the show. One piece of bad news here, we've moved the schedule up, we've extended it, and we're going to be in town next week, and we could possibly be shooting at Cafe Nooner on Wednesday. That was 6 days.
Oh my gosh.
And so we scrambled and had many long work nights and many other people that came in and our friends came in to help us get things ready, and our employees just really, really, you know, came out to help us, and we pulled it all off and got to do the show.
So. That's great. You know, when you watch the show, it always looks like, oh, we just popped in while the restaurant was open and, you know, are interviewing a couple of people who just happened to be eating there. And you know, there's no way that you could pull that off.
It's a closed set. They've got wires and equipment and about six crew people in there. So it has to be closed. You can't operate a restaurant.
When they shot that in our kitchen in Old Town, I think at one point we had 12 people in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I understand the kitchen in Old Town is tiny, like really tiny. And when there are four people in there, we start to stress out and our eyes start, you know, blinking back and forth. So you're standing there and trying to do this. And
be very, very natural, like you normally work this way in a kitchen and it's just so tight you can't move. Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing natural than anything that really happened. It looks all natural. Once you get it edited on TV, it looks completely seamless, but boy.
So what recipes did you end up making for the show?
We started a special way back, which was taking our Creole pulled pork and pairing it with an apple slaw that is mostly local ingredients. At the time for the show, we were able to get Philbrook apples, which were really lovely.
Nice.
And the Flora Organica and Arcata had these lovely spicy red peppers, padrones. And that was what we had in that particular slaw, that and some red onions, and we dress it with some local honey and some stuff. And it's just this lovely crunchy thing that happens.
That's such a great texture thing to get that crunch with the pork. I just love that combination. That sounds great.
It's, of course, living on the menu now because I can't not have it. You know, my kitchen crew is very patient with me because I will not let them dress that slaw prior to putting it on the sandwich. It really has to be that real fresh crispiness, or I'm just not happy with them.
Yeah.
And they're very patient and they're very good about it. But I think the flavor's worth it.
Uh-huh.
One of the interesting things about the show and having the items that they feature, you know, such as our pulled pork sandwich, is one of the things you have to agree to is that you will have that available basically from here.
Because they may re-air that.
They re-air it a lot. Oh. You know, they feature product. They want their viewers to be able to come into these restaurants that have been featured and be able to order what they saw on television. And so we had to commit, yes, we're going to have this on our menu. I think the minimum was we would have to run it at least once a week as a special.
Uh-huh.
But it's so popular that we're just, you know, it's on our menu every day.
That's great. Well, if you're hungry and you're listening right now, this is what you ought to do. You ought to go down to Cafe Nooner and order the pulled pork sandwich
there you go.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Joe and Lorena Filgus with Cafe Nooner and Cafe Nooner 2. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.